Well, here we are. It's January 2017. And the truth is, it wouldn't matter if it was January 2018, 19 or whatever. It's an important time for all of us as we look forward and we decide what we want to do with our organisations. And particularly, we look at what we're going to do with our marketing, what we're going to do with our sales team, because as we all know, there's a pen rolling across the desk, how important it is to get a plan in place that's going to work and deliver the results that we want. So, with that in mind, today's podcast, I'm going to share with you six questions that we suggest everyone looks at before they start planning, because it really does inform the process and can alter some of your decisions potentially. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Recruitment, Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your agency growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profit.
Well, this is Denise Oyston from Superfast Recruitment with the Recruitment, Marketing and Sales Podcast, and a big, big Happy New Year to you all. And I hope you had a great Christmas and New Year and all that sort of thing. And yeah, let's get into work now. And it's important. So New Year, new start, new goals, I'm sure. This is not a podcast about goal setting. I'm quite sure that you are all very well versed in that. However, this is a podcast about six key questions that you need to be asking yourself at this time of year as you plan out your sales and marketing activities over the coming 12 months. And not everyone does this, not everyone uses these questions, so wanted to get them out to you and share them. As always, you can get a transcription of this podcast if you head over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk if you're listening to this on iTunes. And also, you know, great idea to actually subscribe on iTunes, because we're going to be doing more podcasts this year, and if you subscribe, then you're going to know each time that they are uploaded for you. So let's get into these questions. And the first one is, what did we achieve last year? Of very logical question. And interestingly, not everyone can give me those numbers straight away. And it's important that you look at, okay, so what exactly was our turnover? What was our profit? You know, did we bring on new headcount? If we did bring on new headcount, how quickly did these particular consultants get moving and get billing? Where did our business come from? You know, what particular sub-sectors of the sector that we work in produces the best results for us? Who were our best clients? So all of these things are really important, because you cannot move forward till you know where you're coming from. And that's a question that we ask all of our clients to consider. All the people that are in our programs have a whole video section on this for people to be able to go through. But it's really important to be able to work out what you achieved last year, because that is going to help inform you in what you can potentially achieve this year. Now, the second question is, okay, so if that's what we achieved, what worked to produce the results? Now, that could be, you know, what marketing channels did you use? Did you start using inbound marketing for the first time? Did you change your messaging at all? You know, what advertising channels gave you the biggest ROI? And importantly, which consultants gave you the biggest ROI with regards to you know, what they build, etc. So, you know, it's like, what worked to produce results? Because sometimes it can be quite fascinating when you actually look and thought, well, I never realised that it was ABC rather than DEF that was producing the results for us. And, you know, I'm a great advocate of picking up the phone too. Inbound marketing is amazing. And one of its key strengths is actually warming up the market for you, which makes it much easier when you pick up the phone. However, it may be that, you know, actually we increased our volume of follow-up calls. We increased our volume of emails. If that's what produced results for you, that's important, because that needs to be factored in. Now, There are other things to consider, and that is the next question is, what are the important themes for us this year? I'm a great fan of looking online and looking at different trends in different markets. Now, one of the last podcasts I did at the back end of last year was all around the content trends that are coming forward in for this year, and to consider which ones of those you might want to implement with your marketing. But it's really important when you look at, you know, recruiting trends as well. You know, what's going to happen this year? You know, are there going to be more people in a virtual setting when it comes to working? You know, the impact of company culture. You know, it may be easy for you to go out and get a client. Yeah, great. But, you know, are candidates willing to work for that client that you've managed to bring on board? So there's all those sorts of things about, you know, what are the important themes for us to consider this year? And, you know, in addition, there might be some other things that you want to do. Let's just say that you want to expand. I know some of our clients are wanting to expand, then want to increase headcount, but not only expand in their current office, but also into different sectors, into different geographical areas, into different countries even. So if you've got questions like that, what is the theme? Because once you know that theme, then you then need to think about, okay, so if I want this to happen, what do I need to do differently to ensure that happens? Because if you've got, for instance, you want to enter a new sector, or you want to, you know, start up in a new geographical area, there's a lot of things that you're going to need to consider, and you're going to need to put resource into that to make a difference. So the next question then is, so what new things do we want to add into our marketing mix? I've recorded various podcasts over the last sort of 6-7 months about, you know, the benefit of using Facebook advertising. You know, LinkedIn is changing all the time. We now have sponsored emails that you can use. There are different pieces of software that you can use to actually send out cold emails. There are different email providers that you could utilize when it comes to your marketing. So there are so many different things that you could use and that you could add in. You know, inbound marketing is producing results consistently for recruitment organizations, as is social media. You know, how have you embraced that this year? You know, at what level are you playing in that market? So, you know, at what level do you need to play in the future to make that different? Now, next question, and it's something that is important. So what needs to happen when? So it can be very easy. I know my experience of working with a lot of recruitment directors, they're very go for it type of people, and they just jump onto things fast. However, you need to sequence your marketing. There needs to be a process around it. So, you know, it's okay to start emailing people. Great. However, you know, have you got the right persona or avatar? You know, are you sending out the right message? Because as we want to attract people, we also want to repel people as well. So it's thinking about, you know, have you got the right messaging? What needs to happen when before we start doing something else? So if you're going to send a whole load of traffic to your website, you know, what's there for them to read? How can you capture the name and email address? How can you then start to market to them? How can your consultants actually, you know, capitalize on this? And then there's the age old question, who is going to do all this? Which is important. And, you know, a growing trend that you will see, and something that we advocate, is that there's two things really that's important, I think, this year for companies that are really serious. Number one is obviously having a plan and having a system in place. There's three things. That's having the plan and system in place. Number two is having a director in the organization that takes responsibility for marketing. It's okay to just hand everything over to somebody. You know, in theory, that should work really well. Trust me, it doesn't. We've got a number of people that we work with who have in the past handed everything over or outsourced it to a marketing company or have outsourced it to an internal marketeer, and it's gone belly up purely and simply because that marketeer didn't know what they were doing. That particular director didn't know how to give them any guidance or strategy. Because let's be frank about it. Marketing in the recruitment space is different because you have a candidate and a client scenario. It's not just bringing on a client on board and then delivering a service for them. It's very, very different. And a lot of marketeers fresh out of college or whatever, you know, don't know the nuances around marketing in that area. And it's really important. We find that the people that get the best results are where there is a marketing director that's really bought into the process. And also they bring on board a marketeer that can help them. Now, that could be anybody. That could be an apprentice who starts with you that you can school along with you to be able to implement some of the things that you want to do with regards to your marketing. So there we have it. 6 key questions. And, you know, why not sit down and just do a brain dump? You put down your answers to these questions. Obviously, for some of them, you're going to need to go away and get some data. But, you know, so let's just recap. It's, you know, what did you achieve last year? And that is in detail from who were your highest performing consultants? What was your profit? Who gave you the most business? You know, did you hit your target? What investment did you make? You know, what worked to produce results? That's number two. So think about, you know, this is what we achieved last year. So what worked to produce those results? And it may be things that can quite surprise you. What are the important themes for you this year? And I always suggest, you know, have 2 or 3 themes. You know, if you start to get more than that, you will lose the plot. However, if you have about 3 themes that you're going to focus on, that will work really, really well for you. Now, obviously, there can be sub elements to that too. So it's the bigger strategic areas. And then, you know, what new things do we want to add into our marketing that are going to help us deliver on the themes that we want? Because the people that listen to this tend to be high growth companies that are really, you know, accelerating. Their growth is really important to them. So you need to think about, okay, so for us to take this, you know, really notch it up a gear, what do we need to do? You know, and then it's about, okay, so what needs to happen and when? Think about the sequence when it comes to marketing. Think about, what do I need to do first? What could I be doing now as I run alongside doing something else to make things happen? And then finally, who's going to do it? So, you know, who's the director in the organization that's going to be responsible for marketing? Who is he or she going to work with? Are you going to bring in a marketing executive? You know, how are you going to train them? How are they going to know what to do when it comes to marketing your recruitment organization? So lots of questions for you. This first podcast of the year, but important questions, because you need to be able to answer these questions to inform yourself in what you're going to do next. So this is Denise, looking forward to recording lots of interesting content for you this year, and saying bye for now.